Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast from the First Christian Church in Great Bend, Kansas. We are a church with a mission of inspiring ordinary people to live extraordinary lives for Christ. It really doesn't matter who you are, what you have done, or how you choose to worship. You belong here. We pray that this week's sermon blesses you and that you feel God's presence through it today.
So today we are in the third and final week of our sermon series called God's Managers, where what we're doing is getting into how stewardship is not just about giving our time, talent, and wealth to the church, but is actually something that we have been called and created to do in every area of our lives to help further God's kingdom. And yet now that we have covered how in the beginning God actually created us to help him manage his good world, which is what we did in week one, and then what it means to be a good manager or steward according to the parable of the talents, we learned that in week two, and that everything that we have and all that we are is a gift from God, and we're called to use that to further his kingdom. So this morning, what I want to do to close this series out in an important way is to show you why it is that I believe God has called us as his stewards and managers to take some of what God has blessed us with and give that to the church. Yeah, that's right. What I plan on doing for the next 12 minutes or so is to lay a guilt trip on you so thick that you'll finally yet reluctantly start giving more to the church so I can finally have that jet God told me I deserved. Don't worry, I'm giving rides. Rides are going to be free. Okay, so maybe not a jet. What about a car? A fancy car? Anybody on that? No? Okay. No. Really, what I want to do today is to simply walk you through why I believe giving to the church matters, not just for you, but for the sake of the entire world. So, to help you catch a glimpse of why giving to the church matters so much, the first thing I want you to do is think about why you vote. Or why is it during an election season you take the time to not only learn about the candidates and what they're all about, but why do you show up and then stand in line to cast your vote for one person rather than the other? So why do you do that? Well, truth is, when you choose to vote for a particular candidate, what you're actually doing is not necessarily voting for that particular person. Because, of course, if that person changed their mind on an issue that you disagreed with, you wouldn't vote for them anymore. No, instead, what you're voting for are for the beliefs, ideals, and goals that candidate represents and is working towards. Or ultimately, you are voting for the kind of country or the kind of world that you want to live in. Or if you happen to be a Republican, what you're voting for is the kind of world the conservatives are trying to create. While on the other side, if you're voting Democratic or you're voting for the Democrats, what you're voting for is the kind of world that the liberals are trying to create. Because again, what we are doing when we cast our votes is giving voice to what we want this country and this world to be. And yet, now that you're thinking about elections in that way, what I want to do next is to have you consider that not only is voting a way we go about trying to create the world that we want to live in, but what is also just as true and maybe even more consequential, which we never think about, is how we spend our money and use our time is also a vote. Or for example, if you spend a whole lot of your money buying things from huge multinational corporations instead of buying local or supporting small businesses, then ultimately what you're doing, whether you realize it or not, is in a sense, you're voting for the kind of world where these huge corporations continue to grow in size and in power, because that's what happens when you continue to give them your money. While at the same time playing a part in causing many of the local small businesses to go out of business. And I'm not being judgy here, people. That's not me being judgy. That's just the fact of the matter. That's how life works. Which, by the way, is true of almost anything that we spend our money on. In that, if you choose to give to a particular cause, no matter what that cause may be, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Sunflower Diversified, Red Cross, Barton County Food Bank, whatever it is, what you're doing by giving to those organizations is, in a sense, you're casting a vote for the kind of world that these organizations are, in a sense, fighting for. And yet, not only is it true that where we spend our money significantly helps to shape the world we live in, but what is also just as true is how we choose to spend our time as a vote. In that, if you spend all of your spare time playing video games, watching movies, doing whatever it is that you want to do, and never giving some of that time, which by the way, it's okay to do those things. I'm not knocking those things. There's a time and place for that. But what if you spent all your time doing that and never gave yourself to doing anything to make the world and your community better? Well, that again, whether you're aware of it or not, is a way of voting for the kind of community, in a sense, that you want to live in. And even when it comes to what you choose to do for a living, That too is a vote. And that if your working hours are with one of those predatory institutions who really don't care about people but are all about making money, what you're doing by working in one of those places, no matter how good it has made your life, is you're voting for a world where people are seen as nothing but a pawn in a game, whose sole purpose in life is to be used so that the company can make its bottom line. Now, I'm not against making money here. I'm not against making businesses. But that's the truth. That's what you're voting for in that place. While on the flip side, choosing to work for those institutions or businesses that are not in it just to make money. Now, you got to make money. Not opposed to that. But they do part of what they do to really make their employees' lives better. Or even more than that, they're involved in the community trying to make things better. That, too, is a vote or a way of shaping the kind of world that we all want to live in. And yet, now that you're starting to see all of that, what I want to do next is to show you that really what you're doing when you choose to give your time, talent, and wealth to the church is not just doing the duty of giving because God calls you to give, but instead in the same way who you vote for, how you spend your money, and give your time as a vote for the kind of world you want to live in. Giving to the church in whatever capacity is another one of those places where you cast your vote. That's where you cast your vote. Or to try to help you guys to see this practically, when it comes to this church, what you need to know about us as the First Christian Church of Great Bend is that it is our God-given vision to bring heaven to earth in all that we do. And what we mean by that is we are a community that is committed to joining with God in his work of causing his kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Always notice that last part, right? On earth as it is in heaven. Or in other words, as a church, our greatest priority or what it is that we believe that God has called and created us to be is to be the kind of church that uses the resources we have been blessed with to play our part in helping God to accomplish his goal of saving, redeeming, and restoring all things. Come on now, if that doesn't get you excited, then you're not listening. That's absolutely amazing what God has called us to be a part of. And in particular, what that looks like for us on a day-to-day basis is spelled out in our mission of inspiring ordinary people to live extraordinary lives for Christ by fostering faith, cultivating kids, connecting community, and serving the world. With fostering faith being all about helping our members continue to grow deeper in their faith on a weekly basis through our Sunday morning worship, through Bible studies. We now got this great small group ministry that is up and running. We're very, very excited about. And then what we also do is we give time to reaching out to the over 8,000 people in this area who don't know Christ or belong to a church. Which, by the way, with God's help, we have done well over the last 8 to 10 years by continuing to offer even more opportunities for spiritual growth and development, along with more than doubling in size on Sunday morning through our 4 different worship services where we take great pride in meeting people where they are and as they are. When it comes to cultivating kids, as a congregation, we continue to give ourselves to doing what we need to do to help raise up the next generation of children and youth. And what we want for them is for them to become faithful, devoted, committed disciples of Christ, who in turn will ultimately take the work that we are doing now for the sake of the gospel and not only keep that going for another generation, but will also continue to expand upon it as they begin to take over, right? The children are our future. You guys know the song. Or to get how important this is, what you've got to keep in mind is that Christianity is always only one generation away from ceasing to exist. So it's our job to pass our faith on to the younger generations to make sure this world-transforming message of love and hope and salvation, it never goes away. When it comes to connecting community, our God-given call is to become a community of people that are devoted to loving and caring for one another through all the ups and downs and in-betweens of this oftentimes overwhelming and difficult life, which we do not only by showing up for one another for celebrations or when life is good, but most importantly is what we do is we show up when our people hurting. Something we will continue to do no matter how hard or life-shattering an event may be by being a congregation that shows up to walk alongside our people, helping them walk out of that darkness and back into the light. Or to really help you guys to see this. The Hoskins family lost their mother and wife, Danielle, to a tragic car accident, which no doubt was one of the worst case scenarios for this family. And their lives were shattered in a moment. But where you'd find the church in all of that was not running away from all the pain that we felt as well, because let's be honest, many of us loved and lost Danielle as well. But by showing up whenever it was needed to do what we could to help this family get back up and begin to live again. And slowly but surely, that is exactly what started to happen, is Mickey and his kiddos, even though their lives are never going to be the same again, started to find some joy in living again. Or have gone on with God's help to begin to heal and try to figure out how to do life without this mother and wife who meant the world to all of them. And that is just one of hundreds of people that we continue to walk with at this moment to help them walk out of the darkness and into the light. The other thing that happened to me this morning, which I didn't expect, is, as you all know, Michelle Martin lost her son Tate, I think it's almost 2 years ago this December. It's one of the worst things that I've ever been a part of. It still brings tears to my eye when I think about it. But guess what? She continued to come. She continued to show up. And this morning she walked in with her grandbaby. And you should see this grandbaby is the cutest thing on the planet. His hair's not combed. It's wild and crazy. And so even in the midst of the darkness that they continue to live with, because their hearts are still broken, there's life and there's hope. And we help them to walk out of that and back into the light. Come on. Do you guys see how important that is? Do you see why that matters? I mean, it makes a huge difference in our people's lives. But the last thing that I want to mention to you is why we're called to serve the world. And that we believe that God has called us not to be this inward-focused church that's only worrying about ourselves or those who belong to our tribe, which is the way many churches function. But we want to be an outward-focused church that is all about using the resources that we have to continue to find some of those broken places in the world and do what we can as the hands and feet of Christ to begin to help God fix and clean up those places that are just not right. For example, in the last 8 years or so, we have given more than $50,000 to help dig water wells in sub-Saharan Africa. And what that means is that right now in this very moment, there are people who get to live their lives and not worry about water anymore. They can do everything else because of our generosity. And it's probably, you know, hundreds of people, maybe even 1,000 people at this point. And so they're able to build a life because of our generosity. When it comes to doing God's work in our community, we currently give and provide meals to Core Community, which is an organization devoted to giving people a hand up, not a handout. And what we've done through that ministry is helped more than 100 people in the Barton County area out of poverty and into a better life, not just for themselves, but for generations to come. It's a generational change they're working on here. Once a month, we're now serving meals for the homeless. That's going to happen this next Sunday, and those in need in town through our partnership with the Dream Center. During the month of January, we not only give to, but provide volunteers for the Barton County Food Bank. Again, helping to care for those in our area who are not able to care for themselves. We significantly give to the Barton County Emergency Aid, providing transportation and places to stay, along with helping struggling families with rent and utilities. And then there's this thing we call the Care Portal, which we just started a couple of years ago, and we've become kind of the hub in our area. And here are just a few things that we have done lately through this ministry. A mom with two kids, utility is shut off while waiting for a paycheck from a new job. She took the risk, she got a new job, it was a better job, and then got stuck in that place of not being getting paid. She couldn't cook, couldn't do laundry, basically couldn't do anything to take care of her kids. We raised $700 in less than 24 hours to get the utilities back up and running. Mom facing eviction, trying to support her daughter on her own. She's doing everything right and just can't make ends meet. Because of our role as a connecting church, we could step in and connect them with an anonymous donor who then in turn gave them everything they need to keep going. Mom regained custody of her four kids, worked really hard to do that. And she was starting from scratch. So what we did is we bought and put together bunk beds for them. We provided new bedding for them as well, along with providing the basic household supplies so they could begin their life. Dad had a stroke, awaiting disability. We're able to help him keep his house so he in turn could keep his three adopted children who have significant needs. Recently we've helped two homeless mothers that live down at the river. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? We've got a homeless population in Great Bend, whether you know it or not. And we were able to help them get emergency shelter from the elements, along with providing them food and then connecting them to the other helping agencies. Or in the last 12 months, we have responded to 1/3 of all requests from the care portal in our area, serving 77 children with an estimated economic impact of $79,500. Come on now, people. And so the reason I tell you all of that is to help you to see that giving to the church is not an insignificant thing that you need to do to appease God or to check a box, but is actually a big part of how you go about voting and working for the kind of world where more and more and more of God's will gets done right here in Great Bend. Because what I can promise you about this church is our plan is not to slow down regarding what God has called and created us to be, but to keep giving ourselves to the work of fostering faith, cultivating kids, connecting community, and serving the world as we strive to bring heaven to earth in all that we do. And also, that if and when you decide to give to this church, and by the way, this is not a guilt trip. Give if you want to. It's up to you on that stuff. I'm not going to give you a phone call or anything like that. But if you choose to give, you can know that your generosity is a vote for the kind of world that God is trying to create. And even more than that, this type of generosity, this giving that God calls us to do, is never intended to be a burden. It's not something that is supposed to cause you stress. But instead, when you get it right, when you see why you do it, it's something you get to do out of a place of joy because you have been blessed. And how you play a significant part in God's plan of saving, redeeming, and restoring all things. Or as 2 Corinthians 9:7 explains, each one of you must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Again, each one of you must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. So at this point, what I hope you guys are all starting to see as we bring this short, yet I believe important series to a close, is that every single one of us has been created and called by God to be managers and stewards. There's no way around that. That's why we're created. And in turn, the way we live that out is by taking some of what God has given to us and using that to bring heaven to earth. And when it comes to the church, what it looks like is just like choosing a candidate or choosing how to spend your time and money as a kind of vote for the type of world you want to live in. The same is true when you give to the church. Or really what I want you guys to get, because let's just be honest, anytime I mention stewardship or anything like that, people begin to run. Oh no, he's going to talk about more money, all that kind of stuff. No, I promise you people, if I wanted to go make a better living right now and work less hours with the education and stuff I got, I could go do it. I can make one phone call and go do it. It's not about the money. It's not Lacey and Joe, the same thing. You don't get into ministry to make money. It's about making a difference in people's lives. It's about introducing people to the gospel so that they can have what we have. And the truth is, the way the world works, we can do more if you give more. It's just the way it works. It's not a guilt trip. Don't do it if you don't want to. But if you do, we can do a whole lot more of what I just told you about. And I don't know about you guys, but I want to do a whole lot more of that. Let us pray. Father, again, we come to you this morning grateful for this sermon series that even though it makes us feel uncomfortable, it helps us to put things into perspective about why you have called us to give. It's not a guilt trip. It's not something that we have to do, not something that you're going to rain down fire if we don't. No, Lord, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to take some of the things that you have blessed us with and to give that so that we can continue to help other people who are in desperate need, so we can continue to proclaim the gospel in this community so people can find Jesus as we have found Jesus. It's an opportunity to get more people in this place to have what we have in this amazing church. So Lord, as we wrestle with all of this, it is my hope and my prayer that we will all learn to live generous lives and be a people who don't give out of necessity, but give out of joy because it's something that we get to do. Lord, we pray all of this in your name and for our sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon, and we hope you are able to join us next week. To learn more about FCC Great Bend, visit us online at firstchristianchurchgb.com. Again, that's firstchristianchurchgb.com. God bless and have a great week.